You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's coming up to 6:33. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we are chatting to the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. They've launched a new tool that's aimed to help investors identify which businesses to do business with, which businesses could potentially be scams, and how you should be looking out for them. I'm joined on the line by the JSE's head of retail and business enablement, Nonqali Rubushe. Good evening, Nonqali. Thanks so much for taking the time. We just spoke to the Financial Services Conduct Authority around this. I got Gerard's thoughts around this new initiative from the JSE. And I know this is one of many, many initiatives that the JSE has put forward to improve the experience that consumers have with the exchange. Do you want to just tell us more about what a Verifier Broker is?
Absolutely. Good evening. So Verifier Broker enables the consumer to actually search and find out whether or not an institution is a legitimate SSP, financial services provider, or a JSE authorized member. So what we're finding out is that a lot of people are impersonating JSE members, impersonating the JSE, impersonating financial service providers. And so we've actually created a tool to allow our consumers to verify that before they actually proceed to give their hard-earned cash away to potential fraudsters in the market.
Nonqali, when you came up with this, and you obviously, as the JSE, as something Gerard alluded to, is that there have been impersonation attempts where individuals have come out to say, oh, we represent the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and this is where you should put our money because we are authorized JSE employees or authorized JSE members. How big of a problem was that for the JSE that you had to then look at this as an alternative or as an initiative to deter that?
So it's something that we found has been increasing a lot in the current years, and it was bigger than just people in institutions impersonating the JSE. It's also people in institutions impersonating legitimate financial service providers. As a result, we've actually worked with FSCA to actually co-create this tool that allows you to do this verification. So these scams have been more advanced, more sophisticated, scamming people of more and more money. Anyone and everyone is susceptible, and we need to increase our vigilance expeditiously.
Absolutely. And this is the conversations that we've been having, or these are the sorts of conversations we've been having over the longest period of time, where we've said that any stakeholder like the JSE, like the FSCA, that wants to use the platform that is the SAFM Market Update to warn consumers around this and other sorts of scams is more than welcome to engage with us. Nonqali, I want to take a look at some of the other initiatives that the JSE has put in place. Obviously, there's a lot around expanding the offering that the JSE brings to the table. There was a conversation around the recent developments with, or the recent memorandum of understanding with the Saudi exchange. And the JSE as a premier exchange on the African continent really is looked to almost set the scene or set the tone for other exchanges to follow. And I mean, that's been years of hard work to get to that place. How do we then continue to protect that? How do we, as consumers, as individuals that engage with financial companies or JSE list or JSE member firms, how do we ensure that we do our bit to protect the ecosystem that we've worked so hard to build?
So part of doing that is, first of all, sharing the knowledge around investing, sharing the knowledge around the benefits of investing, encouraging our people to invest. Often our people don't have the knowledge to have financial literacy, and the JSE has a wide variety of those initiatives to actually make sure people are aware of how to invest. The second thing as well is to make sure that now that people are interested and are aware of the benefits of investing, that they're doing that through appropriate platforms. And that's why we're encouraging people to use our site and our brokers to make sure that they're investing through the right channels. So in order to make sure that we're protecting our people, we need to first enlighten them on the right types of financial products and institutions, and secondly, make sure that they are engaging with legitimate and credible institutions when they make the decision on how best to actually invest.
those of you listening out there, the service is active. It is live. I've been playing around with it on the JSE's website. It's jse.co.za. There's a big section that says JSE Verifier Broker. There's a Learn More button. It's big. It's green. You cannot miss it. The JSE is doing their part to ensure that the financial services businesses that you engage with, that you transact with, that you invest your hard-earned monies with are legitimate providers or financial services providers, and you can verify someone. And please, please, as Notlali has been saying, as we've been harboring on for the last couple of weeks, verify before you send the money, not after you send the money. Notlali, thanks so much for the time, and thank you for the initiative. I think from a consumer point of view, this is certainly something in the right direction, but also from a business and an industry point of view, if we keep working together for this, we will all achieve what we need to. That's Notlali Rubushe, who is the head of retail and business enablement at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, on their latest initiative to verify a broker or a JSE member.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.